for 10 minutes. And we will proceed then with... I jumped the gun, and we're going to do public comment before we get to agenda item 16. So all those that wanted to address the board on our public comment item, let's go ahead and deal with that now, and then we'll move to item 16. Mr. Briggs, do we have cards for public comment?
I thought we did.
Is there any member of the audience that wishes to address the board at this time on any item that is not on the agenda?
Where'd that go?
Okay, Mr. Nelson.
Hi, Dave Nelson. I did have a card up there. I'm sure you'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah, here it is.
There you go.
There it is. Okay.
I'm here to address the board on the Duke Power Plant last year. Well, actually, I had the opportunity to go through the stack of procedures that go into the discharge permit and got back to year 2000, where Duke was going to ask for a couple-year extension on their discharge permit. And here we are in 2005, and there's really nothing happening. Last year, Mr. Briggs said that we would have a discharge permit draft for the old plant, the existing plant that's there now, sometimes this year. And as I understand, that's not going to happen. And they don't have a permit for a new permit for the old plant, or a new permit for the supposed new plant that they're building that's in limbo. I'm just wondering, how long can this go on? I mean, this is a great ploy not to get permits. I mean, their permit was issued in 1995, and it's a five-year permit, and we're in 2005, and they're still operating on that permit. Now, we know from the 316Bs that were done for the new plant that a lot of destruction has been being done there. Now, this board has the obligation, I believe, to protect our environment and to make them do what's right. There's no mitigation going on at all for the old plant. I understand it's running low now, but it was running with two generators going, so I'm sure that they were sucking lots of water. Their permit allows them to suck 675 million gallons a day, and that hasn't changed. The fact that they're not doing it doesn't really matter. They can do it if they want to do it. Now, I really believe there's some mitigation, and I've asked years ago when I was here for some sort of monitoring to go on, even when the plant's not running, so we can have our true baseline and a true knowledge of what's going on in our estuary. This isn't Diablo Canyon. This is Morro Estuary. They're sucking it out of the estuary. They're killing huge amounts of my stuff in my estuary and doing damage and telling me that it's not worth anything, so who cares? Well, I care, for one, and I'm sure that many of you up there care. And this ploy of dodging these permits just can't go on. I mean, it just can't. PG&E's comments about the board mitigation, one of the things they said was, you know, this is bucking the way we do things around here, the past practices. Well, you know, it's a new era. I mean, there's new regulations on the board. People are serious. I mean, and PG&E or Duke Power should be twisted to do something there. I mean, they need a permit for that old plant. The new plant, probably, even if they broke ground, won't be built for another 5 years. So three permit periods for one permit just isn't right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Anyone else from the public wish to address the board at this time on any matter not on the agenda? Okay.